Hey there, Heather Gray here, aka the Lyme Boss. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and a certified bioenergetic practitioner. I know, it's a mouthful. I like working with fast-paced professionals who have mysterious digestive issues, right? That you feel like Violet off of Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory after you eat something because you bloat so bad and you feel like an Oompa Loompa is going to come out of the wall and roll you away, right? Or maybe you've got brain fog where you walk into a room and you don't remember why you're there and you find your keys in the refrigerator. Or maybe you've got exhaustion, fatigue. There's not even a word in the English language to describe the level of fatigue you're experiencing. None of these are normal. None of these are all issues of something bigger. Could it be undiagnosed Lyme disease and mold toxicity? I know it was with myself. And even though the name of this podcast and my business name is The Lyme Boss, this isn't just for people with Lyme disease. This is for anybody who's been diagnosed with anything. Fill in the blank, diabetes, overweight, Hashimoto's, cancer. Because when you get to the root cause of these issues, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. These root cause factors can be helped with every single one of the guests that I have on my show. You could learn something from every single one of these guests on my show. And today's guest is no different. But before we get into that, a quick disclaimer, right? Like, I am not a licensed doctor. Do not take advice from this show without talking to somebody licensed, experienced first. You cannot hold us liable, as these are the opinions expressed on this show, not necessarily based in health facts. So just make sure that if you do hear something, you want to follow through with it, that you're, you know, covering your butt and talking to your provider, and you can't come back and sue me and say I heard it on your show, because I'm going to say, nope, there's a disclaimer. So but now we can move forward now that legal mumbo jumbo is over. So on to our guest. Today's guest is no different. I love it when we can talk about women health, because women have not been talking about this type of stuff for so long. It's even, you know, Dr. Jolene Brighton was saying that it was like back in the 1930s or 40s that there was a doctor in Grey's Anatomy, not the show, but the book, who actually took out the definition for the clitoris. Like, how crazy is that? But anywho, so I'm trying to right those wrongs. And today's doctor's guest, Dr. Annika Becca, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So she's going to help me right some of these wrongs as well, because we're really going to dive in deep today about mastering your hormones. But the first part of this, let's talk about who are you, Dr. Annika Becca? Like, why did you get started? Why are we talking about vaginas and hormones and all that fun stuff?
Well, really, when you ask the why really comes to my mother's health. And I saw my mom in her 50s undergo cardiac bypass surgery for heart disease, and then in her 60s undergoing a second heart surgery and never making it out of the hospital. And I asked myself that, like, you know, how could this go so wrong? The surgery went perfectly. How, you know, and I started trying to figure this out and understand. I was a resident at Emory University in my OBGYN residency at the time. And I just started asking questions everywhere I could, and then looking at her chart and her medical records and her history. Now, my mom was like the most amazing woman. She was just amazing. She had the biggest heart. Our house was the United Nations growing up. I slept most of my life on the couch as we were had company. Excuse me. We had company all the time from all over. And it was, she was my best friend too. She meant the world to me. And so I saw this woman suffer for the last 15 years of her life, really the last 20 years of her life, really suffering. And at the time of her passing, honestly, she was on 11 prescription medications, no two of which were ever studied together in a human, let alone in a postmenopausal female.
How is that not criminal?
How
are these people do not have charges against them?
Well, I would like to say times have changed, but they really haven't. They really haven't. It's been 26 years now since my mom passed away. And I still see clients come in with handfuls of prescription medications. No two were ever studied together. Some are treating side effects of others and physical consequences of some of the side effects of the medication. They're just suffering and struggling. And that's really, it took me on my journey. Like, I ask. Like, I want no one to go through the journey my mom went through, let alone the one that I went through personally as well, kind of following her path until I had to pull myself up by my bootstraps and figure out, urgently another way. And so that took me on this journey. And then what I realized too, as I study world medicine, because my mom's from Palestine, actually, Middle East, Christian, Palestinian, Arab, and her family that survived amongst really adverse conditions and yet had lived longer than the ones that her and her two brothers that came to the United States all died earlier. And so modern pharma and modern surgical interventions weren't treating the root of the problem. So I needed to get to the root of the problem. And that root, with getting to there, comes empowerment, Heather. Like, we become empowered in our own bodies, empowered over our choices, empowered, versus when we're just taking pill after pill after pill, we're giving our power away. And so that, like, underlies so much of what I do and why I do it. And I want no one to suffer like that needlessly.
I'm like, you got me all choked up, because it's the same passion that drives me to do what I do, because it's statistic fact these days still that women do not get a diagnosis for Lyme disease, five times more often not than men, that men will get the diagnosis sooner. Right. And then, so they're not, decades sick and having all this other stuff go on. And it is just heartbreaking. And that's part of the reason why, like I said, we talk about the things that we talk about on this show, is because it needs to stop. Right? Like, we need to stop doing this to our women. Nobody should be suffering this way. And yeah, I was curious as to what your background was, because I couldn't understand. Quebeca, I wasn't quite sure.
Portuguese.
Portuguese. Okay.
My dad was Portuguese. Yeah.
Okay. But, how funny that we think, in this modern world, right? You just said people who weren't living in this modern, America lived longer than the relatives that came over here. And I state that often too, that this lifestyle is not conducive for human health in any way, shape, or form. So you alluded a little bit to your own personal story that you had to pull yourself up from. Would you mind diving into that just a little bit more?
Yeah. So at 39, I found myself diagnosed with infertility, and my husband and I were desperately trying to have another baby at that point. And then after failing six rounds of fertility treatments, I was then diagnosed as early menopause, and, unlikely that I would ever conceive. My best chance was to go with egg donation. And this is by world-class reproductive endocrinologist. So that was heartbreak on heartbreak. And that wasn't a choice that we wanted to take at that time of our lives. And so I took a sabbatical from my medical practice and took my girls, my two youngest girls, they were 6 and 9 at the time, and just traveled around the world and visited indigenous cultures, learned indigenous foods and lifestyle, and observed such a variety of people aging beautifully, positively, despite in some instances being in the utmost poverty, having a positive attitude, having a faith that surpassed anything. And it was that for me was just transformative. I learned little tips along the way. And from that, when I, naturally with God's grace, naturally restored my fertility, my menstrual cycle, so reversed early menopause, which isn't something that we as gynecologists will ever say will happen when you're 39 and you have you have that diagnosis. And then I naturally conceived at age 41, my daughter Ava Marie, the child I was told I would never be able to have. So empowered, no drugs, no medications, nothing. And so it was really, that changed the way I do everything and think about everything.
What a blessing. There's usually always, I talk about this often, the blessing of Lyme disease. And a lot of times I get death threats and hate email because some folks are really still stuck in that victim mentality part of that disease, which I get. I was there for a while myself, but usually wrapped in this, what feels like a shitstorm, there's a gift. And you found that. And, cultural anthropology was always my favorite subject in college. Like, if I could have gone back in time, like I would have pursued that some way because I just loved learning about other people and cultures and food and why they do what they do. People just fascinate me.
Oh, me too. And I love that cultural anthropology too. Different societies, different ways of living, but the commonalities. And Dan Buettner really pulled this out, really put this together in his book on the Blue Zones, the areas that he identified seven peak areas where people live to over 100 and looked at their common traits. And among those common traits of eating close to home, eating, food grown in the nearby villages, having good community was a huge piece of
Immunity.
it. Community, exactly what you're building here, the community, the people support each other, they have your back. You're not alone. You're not crazy.
Absolutely. I knew part of that too was Dr. Oh gosh, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. He was a famous dentist back in the day, Weston A. Price, who also visited a lot of these indigenous cultures and found commonalities in them. They didn't have the cavities, they didn't have the crowded teeth, they didn't have a lot of the health issues, and then introduced the standard American diet, and what changed within 1 to 2 generations was absolutely horrific. Like, that should be like standard education in high school, right? Because again, this is not, we're not supposed to have fertility issues. We're not supposed to have issues as we age. Alzheimer's and dementia is just not a normal part of aging, people.
No, not at all.
But we take it as normal, just because it's common, and it just breaks my heart. But this is a really good spot. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we're going to dive deeper into mastering your hormones. She's got a master class coming up. It's going to be super exciting. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Hey there. I want to talk to you about an amazing new product called Cellwell. I know many of you have been struggling to find relief from your Lyme disease symptoms or symptoms of long COVID or maybe sinus infections or the flu. The symptoms that take you away from all the things that are most important to you in your everyday life. Cellwell is different from other products. It works at the cellular level to fight inflammation, which is actually the source of your Lyme disease, long haulers, and flu-like symptoms, and so much more. This one product provides relief from the most common symptoms you're experiencing, like fatigue, brain fog, headaches, and joint pain. You'll feel relief in just 2 weeks and getting your life back to all the things that you love to do. This is something you should try in addition to any existing protocols that you are working with. This safe, natural formula really works and has no side effects or drug interactions. A number of Lyme literate doctors are administering it to their patients right now. I've been using Cellwell for 14 days and I absolutely love it, and so does my son. It's really made a big difference in our life. Give it a try. And for more information, go get some for yourself. Go to cellwell.us. That's CELWEL.US. Make sure to put code LYMEBOSS for 10% off. That's LYMEBOSS for 10% off. Get your life back now with Cellwell. Thank you so much for joining us again. Let's dive deeper into mastering your hormones. So, let's talk more about that.
Yeah, so when it comes to mastering your hormones, like the many symptoms that people struggle with Lyme's, and it can overlap with perimenopause, we tend to see a spike during this time, age 35 to 50, 55. We see an exacerbation of these symptoms. And what's happening is our a neuroprotective hormone, progesterone, the hormone that helps support a pregnancy, can't get pregnant without it. And the hormone that gives us lush hair and good flexibility and great skin, all that good stuff, progesterone. So that starts to decline mid-30s to early 40s in a very significant way. And with that decline, what we recognize as a gynecologist, we see the irregular menstrual cycles, the worsening PMS symptoms, the breakthrough bleeding, the painful menses, and the weight gain without doing anything different. So we start to see those things in this perimenopause when progesterone's dropping. Those are some of the GYN symptoms, but some of the other symptoms, the more common symptoms we start seeing during that time frame, are neurologic. So the mood swings, ever feel like
Brain
there was a
fog.
monster living in you, right? Brain fog, irritability, a loss of focus or concentration, a lack of ambition, a lack of willpower, and the sense that you're spiraling downward, as well as not being able to get a good night's sleep. And that continues this worsening downward spiral when you're not sleeping well, because that is our time to regenerate, restore, rejuvenate. All that, important biological functions are happening while we're deep asleep and not thinking about it. And so our modern medicine, and this will say, oh my goodness, well, let's just give you a birth control pill and an SSRI or an antidepressant. Here, let's medicate your sleep with an Ambien or a Xanax or something. And that doesn't help at all. That is like really shitty medicine. I mean, it really is. And so they're struggling this way. And what it comes down to is your body's overburdened. So oftentimes what I do in my practice is I start with my hormone detox, my Keto Green hormone detox, and I start with using some adaptogens to help support your body's natural hormone production and cleanse out your receptor sites and improve your detoxification pathway. So you're kind of cleaning house, basically. You're cleaning house, and your body can you feel more at peace when you do that. And with that, it supports the progesterone you are making and supports your adrenal glands, which have to take over from your ovaries. But the adrenal glands are stress responding glands. And they're gonna make cortisol, and everything is going to go to cortisol rather than our reproductive hormone. So we feel this huge shift unless we start managing the cortisol. And I consider it like the puppeteer hormone, or if all our hormones are students in a university setting, then the professors of the university are cortisol and insulin, other weight controlling hormone, but also so related and interacts with all our other hormones. So, and then I like to say within my hormone hierarchy, the most powerful and important hormone that our body's own pharmacy makes is oxytocin. And that's like the dean of the university or the president of the university.
I love that. And it's so important. It's probably a big reason that you didn't have to do drugs and a lot of other drastic things to get pregnant, is because part of what you did was you took probably your own advice of lowering your stress, right? And sadly today, especially as type A personalities, right, we like to burn the candle at both ends, and then we wonder why we're ending up with three autoimmune diseases and infertility and some of these other things. But the sad part is, our doctor will tell us you need to lower your stress, but they don't really give any good, applicable, actionable items to do that. That was awesome. Like that you could just be like, all right, screw it. I'm gonna take the kids. We're gonna go travel, right? We're gonna have some fun. And that's not one thing I try to teach my clients too on a daily basis, is because I have to remind myself to program in a little bit of fun
Yes.
every day, right? Because this place was not about do.
Yeah, I call that oxyplay, microdosing oxytocin throughout your day.
Absolutely, because I had that critic, right? That whipping boy. Anytime I had any kind of fun, especially during the workday, it was right there to put me back in place. But when I take the time to have the most fun and most joy, that's usually when I get an unexpected phone call or an email offer from so and so. Like the universe conspires, God puts things in my path
Totally.
because I'm
Yep.
having faith, right? So that's a whole nother conversation. But no.
Oh, it's a beautiful one. It's a beautiful one. You're receptive. You're at a higher energetic vibration. So you have more magnetism. You're more magnetic. So you will call in what is that serves your best and highest self. And the opposite is true. When we're spiraling down,
Yeah.
we're at a very low vibration, and we tend to turn the dial towards anger, hate, fear, shame, guilt, and those are the lowest energy vibrations. So it's a conscious place to put yourself in the present moment with gratitude. And that is one of the ways that you continue to focus on gratitude. That way we can microdose oxytocin.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's why I
Amen.
fell in love with you when I met you at Dragonfly. I knew your name. I've heard you around. I'm familiar with your work. But then to actually meet you in person, like you are just an incredible, radiant, magnetic, person. I was just like, I felt like I've known you for forever. And just when we jumped on the call today, it was just a very easy back and forth conversation. And so I just so appreciate meeting, kindred spirits. So thank you for that. So let's keep going with, what are some of the things that people can expect from your master class that's coming up. What are the types of people that are best suited for this type of class? Like, let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, if one thing is you want to gain the empowerment piece. You want to feel empowered over your hormones. And so I talk through the hormone hierarchy as well as how it affects our production of melatonin. Like what is happening? Why when we're losing progesterone and we're not sleeping well and we're losing a little bit of estrogen and we're, more irritable and anxious and not feeling at home in our own bodies. Like it's a lifestyle shift to re-engage our natural hormonal balance. So I teach that empowerment piece. And I think it's and knowledge is power, first of all. Knowledge is power, and then understanding how our physiology affects our behavior. And the same thing, like if our physiology can affect our behavior affects our physiology. So that's powerful. That's within our control, right? I can choose what thoughts I choose to focus on. And I can see how that helps my body. If I'm focusing on negative thoughts, it hurts my body.
I love the example. Louise Hayes, she brought up, think of something that turns you on,
I
right?
love it.
Something sexy. And don't tell me you don't have a physical reaction going, like, because most people are like, oh, this is just woo-woo, or think of a lemon in your mouth, right? And notice all the saliva that's now forming in your mouth. So our thoughts absolutely do affect our physiologic and vice versa. And so beautiful. Thank you for bringing that piece in. Oh, so yeah. So back to the masterclass. So what can kind of people expect going through this course? And again, to go back to the, who is this course for?
Oh, who is it for? Yeah. So, in the class, the master class, I lead into that understanding your hormone hierarchy and the three most powerful hormones that we use that we have within us to gain control. And so much of that, I like to say, 90% is within our control because I'm still an egotistical position, Heather. So I want to say, well, 10% is me. That's what I can give you. But 90% is really 99.9% is within our control. So I talk about really how we can use lifestyle, just a few little lifestyle shifts to really empower us and understanding it's not about necessarily doing more. It's about like choosing what we're doing consciously to serve us or to not serve us. So there's that empowerment piece. And let me tell you, clients, you will. Your periods will get better if you're having periods. So it's if you're still menstruating, it's fine. Perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. And I've had people, and I lead into my Magic Menopause program, which I introduced during the masterclass. But I had clients from early 30s through their 70s take my program together. And it's really powerful to have like a multi-generation household. You've got wisdom in it. And so in this, you feel good, safe community, but you also get tangible, like I give really tangible steps to take so that you can balance, you can feel balance. Now, balance is kind of like walking on a tightrope or a balance beam. You've got to balance that way, not like, just easy breezy. You're the same day in, day out. You're going to have that. You want those highs and lows. That's what life is about. But more highs than lows. You want that mental acuity that you can think better. And I share too my story, when I had been struggling and, after reversing early menopause at 39, I was going through full-blown perimenopause, really had gone several months without a cycle. And so I was, and I had brain fog, had all these symptoms, plus the weight gain without doing anything different. And so that's where I really developed my technique, which I call keto green or getting keto alkaline. And that to help in these lifestyle shifts to support your body's physiology in a and hormone balance through these lifestyle changes, because it takes more than hormones to fix our hormones.
Absolutely. Very little. You can't just throw hormones at the hormonal problem and expect it to be fixed. Yeah, speaking from personal experience myself. So we're getting kind of close to the end here. So what are some of the last little nuggets that you kind of want to drop on our folks here? And again, kind of what are some of the benefits that people can expect to see kind of going through these types of programs?
Well, one thing I always like to talk about is vaginal health, because I'm a gynecologist and I had four big babies and I struggled with that early menopause and vaginal dryness and bladder leakage and discomfort and loss of libido and orgasm. And through that, and through working with compounded hormones and then creating my own formula, really work to rejuvenate that tissue, because people don't realize, like, when it comes to libido and desire, and especially if we have an autoimmune disease, there tends to be, our mucous membranes can be drier, more compromised. And so we want to add back, we want to remove things that are toxic, like pads, tampons. We want to use organic instead of chemical. Look at what we're washing our clothes with, our dishes with, our putting on our body, all of those things, especially to the vulvar area because it's so vascular. But as we age, we'll get dryness. Like, I will get laugh lines and smile lines up here. They are not appreciated down there. Let me tell you, they're not appreciated because it causes incontinence, discomfort with sex, and then it also causes distancing, where couples will become roommates instead of lovers. And so addressing this and is really important. And so one of the products that I created is called Jolva, and it's a vulvar cream with DHEA and plant stem cells and emollients to really help that tissue feel rejuvenated. And I bring this up all the time because we don't pay enough attention, and we don't talk about vaginal health, vulvar health, incontinence. I mean, these are like dirty words, but if we don't, that those that I mean, we have 85% of women over 50 suffer with incontinence.
That's a
So
huge business,
that's
like
a
it's a multi-billion dollar business,
huge
incontinence.
business, huge business. In my early 40s, I had it too. I'm 58 now, and that is gone. That is gone. And it has been a practice with pelvic floor exercises. You are using the cooch ball, our friend Jana Danielson's cooch ball,
I love
use
that thing.
doing things like that. And to understand, like, look, one of the things is I want to talk about this, because if we're not talking, we're not getting the help we need. And so there's no shame in it. This is while menopause is natural and mandatory, suffering is optional. So we got to fix it. We got to fix it. And there's always a way to improve.
Absolutely, 110%. So, shameless plug of the time of the show. So, where can people find you, or if they want to sign up for this Mastering Hormones Masterclass or get some of this cr miracle cream, like, how do they find it?
Yeah, well, I like that you say shameless plug. So I'm easy to find at dranna.com. So dranna.com, and on social media at the Girlfriend Doctor. So definitely come to my website. And also, we're giving Heather some links for a free Jolva trial and another product I created, a Mo Mighty Maca, and a link to the masterclass. So I hope to see everyone there. Heather, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. It was such an honor to have you on. I always get so excited when people that I really admire say yes, right? Because I know how busy you guys are. But this is so important work, right? Getting the word out there. And everybody, make sure to go check out the show notes to get the links, and have a healthy day. Thanks for joining us.
Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Even if you found one little piece of inspiring nugget in it, this is how we change people's lives. This is how people get better. This is how people get hope. So please make sure that you are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Stay tuned for the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And while you're at it, head to my website, thelimeboss.com, and make sure you download your free video series, Real Cooking for Real Life. Learn amazing, delicious meals in 20 minutes or less. Learn why and how we cook certain things that are toxin-free, free of contaminants, and how to get a delicious, healthy meal under 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss out. That's thelimeboss.com.